This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. Once a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, "Awsini," faqala la taghdab. He came and he asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Give me a piece of advice." And in some of its narration he says, "And let it not be too long because I will forget. Give me one piece of advice that I could remember." And to that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and he said, "Don't be angry." So he kept asking, "Give me advice," and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept repeating the same piece of advice, "Don't be angry." So this man said, "قَالَ فَتَفَكَّرْتُ فَإِذَا الْغَضَبُ يَجْمَعُ الشَّرَّ كُلَّهُ." It says, "I pondered that advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I found out that anger encapsulates all evil." This type of advice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave is one that to many of us may seem simple enough to even ignore. That is, we've even heard it, or it is simple enough for you to say, "Yes, I think I have this," and you move on. Not understanding how comprehensive and how important that advice is. Not knowing that one of the entry points of the shaitan into the life of humanity is anger. That is, if the shaitan wants to manipulate and play with you, lead you to do whatever he wants you to do, one of the ways, in addition to the desire that a person has and the hawa that we follow, but one of the main ways for him to have you say whatever and do whatever and destroy much in your life is through anger. So in another hadith, a man asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "أخبرني ما يبعدني عن غضب الله." قال دع الغضب أو لا تغضب. He says, "Tell me, what will distance me from Allah's anger?" And he said, "You don't be angry." So being angry brings you closer to Allah's anger, and when you defeat anger in yourself, then you are further away from Allah's anger and closer to Allah's mercy. So, hearing about this, we have to understand what is anger, why we become angry, and how to treat it. How do we treat anger? Because some of us will say, of course, "I'm born this way and I'm always angry." And some others, of course, naturally are less inclined to anger. And that is a fact. Allah Azza wa Jal had given us different temperaments. And you could see even from early childhood into adulthood, people who are naturally more angry than others. And people who have more control of their angers than others. And that is a reality. People could say, "I also have this type of sickness and this type of circumstance that makes me constantly agitated," and that is also a factor. But no matter what you have, no matter what your DNA is, no matter what your circumstances are, each person needs to receive their portion of that advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning to stop with our excuses and say, "Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't be angry." So I have to really take that to heart and try not to be angry to avoid and protect myself from Allah's anger. First to ask ourselves is, why is it that we become angry? You have to understand that if this is an entry point of the shaitan, one thing that the shaitan will always try to do is what? Make you angry. Through his whispers, through his when he insinuates, suggests. So you have to understand that when there is a conflict between you and your brother, or you hear something about them, or they hear something about you, the shaitan will always be there to damage that relationship between you and your wife, between you and your children. So you have to first of all understand that you must interpret what you receive in the best of manners. And you must seek Allah's refuge from the shaitan and from his whispers and from the thoughts that he plants in your head. So the shaitan is one great and main reason for people becoming angry. And if he can push especially volatile people to become angry, what happens afterwards? They could kill each other. They could maim each other. A person could divorce his wife, or a wife could ask for divorce, and the family will be shattered. In fact, a person could lose many or all of his good deeds. There's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where a person said, noticing another who was sinful, he said, "Wallahi la yaghfiru Allahu li fulan." He says, "By Allah, Allah will never forgive so and so." So Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Man alladhi yata'alla 'alayya alla aghfira li fulan?" Who is the one who is swearing that I cannot or I will not forgive so and so? I have forgiven him and invalidated your deeds. Such a statement that can come out of anger without much attention could have such catastrophic consequences. A person could reject Iman itself and apostate because of anger. And that will leave a lot of regret. So first of all, understand that anger and the whispers and the build-up to it comes from the shaitan. And then when we're going to be talking about the treatment of anger, we'll be talking about seeking refuge from the shaitan to counter his whispers and whatever he plants in your heart. And he's standing right there beside you, hoping for you to slip. So anger, or the shaitan causes anger. That's one. Second of all, is that belief that if I'm angry and if I'm violent, then I'm strong. And I need to show anger to demonstrate my strength, to scare people, to have them respect me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has rejected that notion altogether. And he said alayhi salatu wasalam, "Laysa shadidu bis-sura'a." The one who's tough, the one who's strong, is not the one who overpowers people, but الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ, the one who controls himself when he's angry. That is, if you think that if you're in a fight with someone, and the angrier you get, the more that you prove and you demonstrate your strength, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in fact is saying that you are becoming weaker and weaker because you are being defeated by the shaitan who's playing with you. And the one who can actually restrain their anger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called them, this is as-sura'ah, this is the one who is strong. In another hadith similar to it, he says, "As-sura'atu haqqu as-sura'ah." He says, the one who's strong, who is truly strong, is when you see him and his face is red and his veins have popped and they've expanded. And he says, and yet he restrains his anger. With that much anger in him, and he takes it inward rather than outward. He says, that is what strength is. So if you really want to be strong, the maximum strength that you could have is when somebody is attacking you, somebody is insulting you, somebody is causing you anger, is you to hold back. And when you do this, by the way, Allah Azza wa Jal is supporting you. So there's a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was sitting right next to Abu Bakr, and someone was insulting Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr was keeping silent. He wasn't responding. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a smile on his face. And that person was insulting Abu Bakr, and Abu Bakr was not responding yet. Until Abu Bakr had had enough, so he gave him some insults back, in retribution, in justice. But he gave him some insults back as he was insulting him. When that happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam simply stood up and left. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, why did you leave? I was just simply trying to give him some of what he had given me. Give him back some of what he had given me. Injustice. But he wasn't doing something that was haram." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "As long as you kept quiet, there was an angel beside you who was replying and giving it back to him. But when you started to avenge yourself, a shaitan was present. And I was not going to sit in a place where the shaitan was present. You may find yourself in many situations, in family situations or otherwise, where somebody maybe is attacking you. And you have an option. You can also respond in justice. But the problem with anger is that once you allow it to take hold, you're seldom just. You are seldom just when dealing with people around you. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want to talk about strength, if you want to talk about support, he said you had an angel with you, assisting you and supporting you, as long as you kept quiet. So it is not a strength or a matter of strength. But in fact, the strength is in controlling your anger. Another reason for a person to be angry is for them to be arrogant. If anybody says anything about them, points any flaw about them, they will lash back and they will respond and they will attack simply because they cannot conceive of a flaw in them. And such a person must, and they have to know that all of us are imperfect and all of us have flaws in us. And if somebody in fact points a flaw in you, he had given you a gift rather than the someone who flatters you and covers up your mistakes. Someone who tells you that there is something wrong with you is telling you how to fix it and you should fix it. Wakes you up to the fact that there is something imperfect in all of us, and that in itself is a cause for humility and a cause for improvement. And a person has to work on that evil trait in all of us, which is what pride and arrogance, so that you could dismiss it from your heart. And when you hear a correction or you hear a criticism, you don't respond to it with such harshness and such anger because it's unjustified. Another cause for it is for the person to be simply unhappy with Allah's decrees. This is a person who's constantly angry. Unhappy with his circumstances and her circumstances. I don't have this and I don't have that. And some are unhappy with the small things happening around them. It's too hot today. It's too cold today. My car did not start. I woke up and things are not going my way. They're just simply constantly angry with everything that is around them. And we have to understand to treat that thing is that first of all, it makes no sense to be angry with Allah's decrees. If you know that Allah's decrees are the best of decrees and better than yours and mine, better than my choice and your choice is what Allah decides. Allah's decisions, they come out of mercy and it comes out of wisdom. Our decisions, they come out of selfishness and short-sightedness. We don't know what is right and what is wrong for us. Allah Azza wa Jal knows. So if Allah Azza wa Jal had decreed, had commanded, had made things a particular way, one foundational belief of Islam is that you believe the best about what Allah decided, that you would be pleased and happy with it. Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an." Allah says, He is pleased with them and they with Him. This is the basis of Iman. How is it, despite all of your flaws and my flaws, we say, "Ya Allah, be pleased with me." Despite all of my sins, I say, "Ya Allah, be happy with me." Yet you're not happy with Allah Azza wa Jal. If He does things contrary to what you want, you say, "I object. My decision, my ideas are better." Do you comprehend what you're saying to Allah Azza wa Jal when you're constantly angry with things that He did not give you? Does He not know that what you need and what you do not need? Does He not know what is good for you and what is not? And don't you know that as long as you are angry, your life will continue to be miserable? But if you are happy with Allah's decree, that your life will improve and your life will be a pleasant life, because whatever comes your way, you say Alhamdulillah, and that thing gets blessed and your life is easy, and Allah Azza wa Jal guide you towards more ease. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. If you're happy with Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find that you're happy with everything around you and everything around you is happy with you. You go with Allah's qadar. حُلْوِهِ وَمُرِّهِ. the sweet and the bitter. You just flow with Allah's qadr. Ya Allah, you want it this way? I'm going with what you want, Ya Rabbil Alameen, because I know that it is best. Ya Allah, you don't want it to happen this way? You surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. And you let go of your anger and you let go of your attachments. Don't be angry because of the dunya. The dunya comes and the dunya goes, and all of it eventually is gonna go. So don't be angry with your circumstances. And to branch out of that also, don't be angry with yourself, because there are people who are constantly angry with themselves. I'm a failure. I am not this. I am not that. I should have done this. I should have done that. So they're constantly angry and they're so hard on themselves. And a branch of being pleased with Allah's decree is to understand that whatever has happened in the past had to happen. That whatever had missed you could not have been yours. ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك وما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك. Whatever happened to you must happen to you. Nothing that you could have done would have averted that. And whatever missed you, it will always gonna miss you. Nothing that you could have done, it's not about you or your personality or whether you did the right thing or the wrong thing. You have to believe if there is something in the past, it had to happen this way, and you let go of that. And stop being angry with yourself all the time. Learn your flaws and try to fix them. But don't be angry. And for that to cause you to be angry with everybody around you. So there is that. There is anger with Allah's decree. There is anger with the self. And there's also anger with people around. And with that, we have to say, if you're expecting people around you to be angels, you're going to be incredibly disappointed. If you're expecting people around you not to hurt you, you'll be incredibly disappointed. If you want them not to say anything bad about you, then you don't know humanity. And understand, there's this story, this kind of beautiful story, whether it's authentic or not, does not matter, because the fruit of it is beautiful. It is said that Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Azza wa Jalla. He said, Ya Allah, I'm going to ask you for one thing. Make it so people don't say anything bad about me. He said, Ya Musa, I did not give that to myself. How would I give that to you? Yani Musa saying, Ya Allah, make it so people don't attack me, don't insult me, don't say anything bad about me. Allah said, I did not give that to myself. How would I give it to you? You read in the Quran, people are saying things about Allah Azza wa Jalla that were recorded in the Quran for you to know it. Inna Allah faqirun wa nahnu aghniya. Allah is poor and we are rich. Yadullahi maghloola. The hand of Allah Azza wa Jalla is shackled. That is in the Quran of people attacking Allah Azza wa Jalla. Right? And Musa alayhi salam, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. Musa asked his people, he said, Oh my people, why do you harm me while knowing that I'm the messenger of Allah to you? Imagine this. He says, I am the messenger of Allah and you are my people. Why do you hurt me back? Do you expect then, if they speak like that about Allah and speak about that, like that about Musa alayhi salam, that people are going to spare you? I'm not going to say things that are bad and terrible about you. They are going to say all of these things. So if you know that this is the case, and you come to expect it, and you understand that people in general are foolish and ignorant, are impatient, are prone to anger, they speak before they think, they're guided many times by the shaitan, you understand that you cannot be angry with everybody. But rather, if you can develop this magnanimous attitude, like the prophets of Allah and like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have succeeded. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, he says, وَهُوَ يَحْكِي نَبِيًّا مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَقَدْ أَذَاهُ قَوْمُ. He says, he's imitating, reproducing what some of the prophets of Allah said and did. When his people hurt him, He said, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Ya Allah, forgive my people for they do not know. He knows that they are ignorant. Like, think about it around you. How many people are ignorant around us? And how at times we are ignorant as well. So if you're going to be angry and you're going to punish everybody for being ignorant, you're going to spend your whole life being angry and punishing people. But if you adopt that attitude, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun, Ya Allah, forgive him. He doesn't know. And you make that your dua, then you have learned something valuable. And remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha said, من تقم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في شيء يؤتى إليه قط إلا أن تنتهك حرمة من حرمات الله فينتقم لها. He says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not punish anyone for something personal done unto him, unless something that is done that would violate Allah's religion, he will punish for that. But nothing personally, an insult or an act, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would not punish back for something done that is personal. May Allah Azza wa Jal teach us this adab and make us of those who control our anger. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. We're all very used to the idea of upgrading software, right? On your devices it says now upgrade is there, and once you download it there's improvement in enhancement in functioning. You avoid this and you protect yourself from that. It's a better performance once you upgrade. So every advice that you listen to is an opportunity to upgrade. An opportunity to say, here, I can take this, and once I take this, in the next hour, I will be a better person because I've downloaded and I've installed it, bi-idhnillah azza wa jalla, I'm going to keep trying to be better. And not just simply listen to it and ignore it or say, that's too difficult or that's not for me. So anything that is coming to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs to be absorbed and needs to be implemented. And that is our upgrade, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, for this week and for today. So how do you fight your anger? First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if you say when you're angry, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, your anger will subside or will go away. So we understand that the shaitan is behind it. So when you become angry, you remember to say what? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And understand that it is a struggle and it's striving to be able to contain it and maintain it. You will succeed and fail until Allah Azza wa Jal gives you success and control over your anger. إنما الحلم بالتحلم. You want to be a forbearing person, a patient person, you need to work on it. So the first thing is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The second is, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا غَضِبْتَ فَاسْكُتْ وَإِذَا غَضِبْتَ فَاسْكُتْ. He says, when you become angry, be quiet. When you become angry, be quiet, meaning don't talk. At that moment, in that hour, when you're really angry, don't respond. Just be quiet. Until you have a chance to think about what you want to say and what you want to do, and then later on, you may be able to respond. But at that moment, don't talk. And if people simply just follow that advice, add to it also the other advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, إِذَا غَضِبْتَ وَأَنْتَ قَائِمٌ فَاقْعُدْ. He says, if you become angry while you're standing, sit down. And if that does not go away, lie down. If a person just simply does that and does not speak, you'll understand how we can control our anger and stop the consequences that follow from it. Because a person who's not going to talk when they're angry, and who, if he's standing, sits down or lies down, is not going to do something that they will regret later. That. And some of the ulama have added also, based on some weak hadiths, is that you go and perform wudu with cold water, kind of to extinguish the heat that you find while you are angry. Add to it also that part of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَسْأَلُكَ كَلِمَةَ الْحَقِّ فِي الرِّضَى وَالْغَضَبِ. Yes Allah, I ask you to so speak the truth while I'm happy and angry. And that underlies what we are talking about all along, which is that when you become angry, the things that will come out of you are things that you are gonna regret later on. Things that will destroy relationships, hurt people's feelings, and that you can never take back. Add to it, inshallah, keeping the company of those who are forbearing, who are patient, who are forgiven, and also reading about them. Subhanallah, one of the stories, as we mentioned, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would never avenge himself, and he had someone voluntarily serving him, alayhi salatu wa salam, Anas ibn Malik, and he said, he never told me, when I did something, why did you do it that way, and not this other way. He never corrected me, alayhi salatu wa salam. And that means that he also was never angry with him. Because when it comes to matters of the dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds back his anger. He once saw a sahabi, and the sahabi was hitting his servant. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from afar, when he saw that scene, he said, understand that Allah has more power over him than more power over you than you over him. That if this is what you're doing when you're angry, remember that Allah Azza wa Jalla also gets angry when he sees injustice. If you're punishing him, understand that Allah could punish you with a much more severe punishment than the one that you're giving to that servant. And as a consequence, he freed him. He let him go. But that, to understand these stories, and to understand that you don't always have to have the upper hand and the last word. To understand that if somebody insults you, it doesn't mean that that insult needs to stick. Once Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he was walking into the masjid. And he is the Khalifa at that point, and he had a guard with him. And he accidentally ran over somebody or hit him by mistake who was lying down. And that person turns to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz and he says, are you crazy? Amajnoonun ant? Are you crazy? He says, no, I'm not. The guard wanted to punish that man for talking like that to the Khalifa. And what did the Khalifa say? He said, he simply asked me, he says, stop. He simply asked me, am I crazy? And I said, no. And he kept walking. When you have this confidence that is built on iman, things don't stick. It doesn't matter what people say or don't say. Yes, it could agitate you, but when you come back to Allah Azza wa Jal and rely on Him and control your anger, these things don't stay with you. So let us, bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal, as wives, as parents, as children, as neighbors, as people in the masjid, when we exit the masjid, as people in the street, everywhere, control your anger and don't let the shaitan play with you, and understand the process that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about how to control it, what to say and what to do. Practice it. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you control over it, and may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the shaitan. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, make us of those who remember you often and control their anger. Make us, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, of those who forgive those who have wronged them. Make us, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, of those who forgive those who have wronged them, those who have said bad things about them. Make us, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, of those who return to you, Ya Arham al-Rahimin, in repentance and asking for forgiveness. Make us, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, of those who have cleansed hearts. Cleanse our heart of shirk and nifaq and bid'ah, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Take away the anger that you have in our hearts and replace it with serenity, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Make us of those, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, who are honored in the dunya and in the akhirah. Make us of those, Ya, who follow the sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in worship and in manners, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulubi thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulubi sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، وأقم الصلاة.